I could not tell everybody when I was going because my trip was in a hurry. My dad became very sick in the last week of December. When I was in St. Louis for actually the Urbana conference, I heard my father became very sick. I was very perplexed and very much sad about what happened. And I prayed, Lord, what is your will and why is this happening for us? And as I was praying to God, I felt that I should go and be with him at this time. My sister informed me that he was very depressed after becoming sick like this. And he wanted me to come and be with him for some time. I had used all my vacation for 2009, so I did not have anything left over for the new year. I prayed to God, Lord, how can I go to India when I don't have even one day of vacation time or anything of that matter? But I still wanted to go and help him out. So the first day I joined back to work on the first Monday of January, I prayed to God, Lord, I'm going to ask for permission. I'm going to tell my manager about the what has happened to me. I'm going to tell him what exactly has happened to my father. So gratefully I wrote an email explaining about the condition of my father. And I copied all my team members and I told them, this is the situation of my father. I don't know what I should do right now. Let me tell you a truth what happened. Within 3 minutes of sending the email to my manager, I got a reply back from him. Your family comes first.
Pastor,
you go to India. Don't worry about your job. You go and work from India. We will give you the full access to make international calls from your mobile phone from India. Praise the Lord. Somebody who is going through a very sad situation. Because you know, my parents just went to come back, settle everything and come back because they had green card. But when this happened, my father was very depressed and he was very sad. And he was like thinking, what is happening to him?
October
to preach, and he preached on Sunday. central region.
ദൈവത്തിന്റെ
continue to pray that God will give him wisdom to do the ministry that God has for him. Let us open up as the Bible to the book of Genesis. I won't take too much of time, but I want to draw your attention to Genesis chapter 13. I want someone to read verse number 10. Someone else to read verse number 14, and a third person to read Isaiah chapter 40 and verses 25 and 26. The three verses that we read all speaks about lifting up our eyes. Verse number 10 speaks about Lot who lifted up his eyes. He lifted his eyes and he saw a beautiful part of the plain of Jordan, which was well watered, and it was like the garden of the Lord. Abraham was the temporary things that he was getting around.
And when he knew about the glory, he was not concerned
if he is staying in a foreign country.
Avan oru andhi yesu parisayam paap.
Third thing.
Adhile munnathu.
He dwelt in tents with his son Isaac and his grandson Jacob.
Avan isaharathinodu yakobinu chernu koodaathu nam paap.
The fourth thing.
Adhu naalavathu kaariyam.
He waited for a city whose foundation, whose builder and maker was God himself.
Avan devan shiriyai parishuthalum avarudhum adisthanathumaya nagarthinaya paap.
Abraham had a correct perspective of why he is following after the word of God.
Devan shiriyinodu enbadhu kurichu valare vyaktamaaga kanduthaan avarudhumaya.
That is why he was not concerned about what happened at that particular time. Partition of land, he told Lot, you pick up whichever place you want to go. If you go to the right, I will go to the left. If you go to the left, I will go to the right. Because I am not concerned about what place I need to have. Because Abraham was waiting for the city whose builder was God. Abraham was willing to give up everything for God. What a great sacrifice of Abraham. When God saw that Abraham was willing to sacrifice everything for him, God said, now Abraham, you lift your eyes. Ministry and about his future. The 3 days without sight, but God gave him a vision about his work for God. Verse number 18 of Acts 9 says, immediately after he received the sight, he got baptized. And in verse number 20 it says, immediately he started preaching the Christ in the synagogue, that Christ was the Son of God. So Paul had a change of perspective the moment he got the vision from God. His life was transformed. When anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. When Moses had an encounter with God, he chose to suffer for the affliction for the people of Israel. Rather than enjoy the pleasure secrets of Pharaoh's palace. This is the time, in the evening time, Jesus borrowed a boat that was standing idle upon the water. And he said that he got into one of the boats there. Because the fishermen, they were out of the boat and they washed their nets. The reason they were washing the nets is because their work was over for the day.
Life plan and about his perspective.
Pharisees.
He
understood Jesus is the Lord of everybody. And he understood that this is something different than what he was expecting in his life. The whole night they toiled, they could not catch one fish. This is their livelihood. This is their. But when God changed their perspective about life, that he had left forever. There is a scene that is replayed again in Simon Peter's life. Chapter 21, verse number 3 says, Simon Peter tells, I am going to fish now. And some other disciples said, we are going with you. Any fish, that's what he was asking. No, not a single thing. Then he said, you cast your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some fish there. And when they did at the word of Jesus, they caught a multitude of fish. Fish for that. It says verse number 8, they dragged a lot of fish. And in verse number 11 it says, they caught 153 large fishes that morning. You know why this happened in their life? Because Jesus wanted them to get back the perspective that they lost about the kingdom of God. Jesus wanted to replay the entire scene that happened when they followed after Jesus the first time. asking Simon Peter a question.
After he says, Simon of Jonah, he says, Simon of Jonah.
Simon, son of Jonah.
Jonah, what I explained.
Do you love me more than this?
Even though he might need this.
Do you love me more than this fish that you're trying to catch? For you this morning. Do you love Jesus more than anything in your life? Do you love Jesus more than your job? Do you love Jesus more than your family? Do you love anything more than Jesus today? If we love the world, which is a problem for us. When we turn to 1 John chapter 2, verse number 15 says like this. Do not love the world, not the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Verse number 17 says like this. Going to walk, run after you. I am going to do my life that is pleasing
ജീവിക്കുവാനായിട്ട്
ലോർഡ് യൂസ് മീ
ദൈവം എന്നെ
ഉപയോഗിക്കുന്നു യൂസ് മീ ഫോർ യുവർ ബ്ലെസിംഗ്
എന്റെ അനുഗ്രഹത്തിന് വേണ്ടി നിന്റെ അനുഗ്രഹത്തിന് വേണ്ടി ദൈവം എന്നെ ഉപയോഗിക്കുന്നു
ഹല്ലേലൂയ ഹല്ലേലൂയ ക്യാൻ വി ഓൾ ലിഫ്റ്റ് അപ്പ് അവർ ഹാൻഡ്സ് ഇൻ ദിസ്
മോർണിംഗ്
ആസ് ആൻ ആക്ട് ഓഫ് സറണ്ടർ ദിസ് മോർണിംഗ് Say, Lord, I'm going to obey you. I will do what you ask me to do. I will follow you because you are going to make me a fisher of men. Lord, make me a fisher of men this year. Make me a soul winner, Lord. Help me to be a witness among my friends, in my school, in my college. In my
workplace.
You see your hands, Lord. Give me the right perspective about my
life.
Thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.